Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Baby, guess what? I'm truly excited because I am doing a live virtual episode of Why Won't You Date Me? It is Friday, February 12th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're trying to watch it as it's actually happening, like, you know, quote unquote live. My guest is Heidi in Closet, Miss Congeniality from season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm excited. She's excited. We're going to have a very nice time. You can get the tickets on any of the links in my bio on Twitter, Instagram, or you can go to NicoleByrusTaken.com. You just have to go to my tour dates, which there are none except for this. And guess what? You don't have to watch it on the 12th. You can watch it at your leisure until February 19th at 11:59 p.m. That's the last time the link will work. It's $10, $10.50. I hope to see you. It's going to be fun. Okay, this is long. I've made this longer than it needs to be. Uh-oh. Why won't you date me? Why won't you date me? Why won't you date me? Please tell me why. Ooh, baby, welcome to another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast from me, Nicole Byer. I'm not sick. I just smoke cigarettes and it's bad. Yeah, it's such a bad habit.
We got to smoke one day.
Do you still smoke? I thought you quit.
I did quit and then I just picked it back up.
Yeah, it's hard. Everything's very, very hard.
I didn't pick up a whole
hard
pack, just occasionally, man.
Yeah, I've cut down. Anyway, I should finish my intro.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's okay. A podcaster, me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could take a copy of my book, jizz in the page, close it up, and say, yeah, here you go, you stupid bitch. I'd be like, thank you so much. What a nice gift. Anywho, my guest today, to give her an intro is so wild. She is the biggest movie star of right now. It's Tiffany Haddish.
Hey, she ready.
Hi. Did you like that I gave you no credits? I was like, I don't know. It's hard to give you credits. You're huge. Like you.
Am I?
Yes, you're doing so well. You are thriving. You love to see it.
I don't know. Some people love to see it and some people be like, sit that bitch down somewhere.
Okay, tell me what's happening on Twitter.
Okay, so on Twitter, let me see if it's going on still right now. But as of yesterday, and then I had to let it go. There's a bunch of people that were saying I'm a bully because I was on Clubhouse and, okay, so basically a friend, like, if somebody was messing with you, Nicole, I would have done the same, okay? So there's this thing that happened with one of my friends. He might have been out of order. He got kicked off of Clubhouse. Cool. Fine. Leave it at that. But after he was kicked off, this one particular person kept dragging him, breaking the Clubhouse rules, putting their name as the title of the room with negative words around him, and kept dragging him for days and days, 3-4 times a day. Meantime, this person is supposed to be in the medical profession, saving lives, but has 6 hours a day to drag this man constantly, right? So I'm like, okay, after 3-4 days of that, I'm like, she's doing too much. People are sending me this stuff. I'm not cool with it. I get on Clubhouse in a room about bullying. They're talking about the situation. I say, man, that's not cool. I'm hearing all these, she's making up lies about them. If people were making up lies about you, Nicole, I would do the same damn thing. I went, and at that time, she started another room with his name and a title with all this stuff. So I go over there, and she's like, why won't he leave me alone? Why won't he leave me alone? Screaming and stuff. And I'm like, what is going on here? They bring me up to the stage, and I'm very quiet. And then they're like, Tiffany Haddish is here. Oh my God, Tiffany Haddish is here. And I say, I know why you feel like you aren't being left alone. It's because you have his name all over your profile to report him. You keep making rooms up about him 2-3 times a day saying to report him or to this, to whatever, to him. He's gone off the platform. He's not here anymore. And you still keep doing it. And there's people that follow him, that love him. And she kicked me out before I could say, it's against the rules to do what you're doing. What you're doing is bullying. So then I leave. They kick me out the room. I go back to the room I was in originally, and I say, man, I don't think she's mentally stable. Something's not right with her. I reported her and unfollowed her, and I'm leaving it at that, right? And if I keep seeing his name pop up and stuff, I'm going to just report it. So she comes in that room. She starts yelling and stuff again, and people are talking over. I'm like, let her talk. Let her talk. She's talking. She's going off. She says something to me. I say, look, that's why I reported you and unfollowed you, and I would never let you give me a pap smear ever.
And then that's bullying?
Your energy, I said, your energy is crazy. And then they're saying, I'm bullying. And apparently she's been in these rooms saying, and then she started rooms with my name in it, and she put my name on there saying, deplatform Tiffany Haddish, and start saying she's going to kill herself in these rooms, but would not allow me in the room. To say and deplatform Tiffany because she's a bully. And I'm like, how did I bully you? Like, so they're tweeting it. They're tweeting about it. And I'm like, what did I say that was bullying? How did I say that bullying? Whatever. And then they're like, oh, in another room, you said that you would come for people's livelihood. And I said, complete the sentence, please. I said, if someone attacks me and my family, which is that's my livelihood, is my family, and you attack that, then I will come for you and your livelihood. I will, because that is what you do for your family and your friends, I feel like, if you consider them a friend. So if that is bullying, I didn't say her name. I did not accuse her of anything except for having crazy energy and breaking Clubhouse rules, which is very evident. And she's been slandering me, saying I'm a lesbian, saying I'm a bully, saying that I hate black doctors, black women, black. And I'm like, I provide jobs for black people. I fight. Yes. I will not work on a project unless there are a certain amount of black people on the project. Do you understand me? I am reverse racist, if anything else. Okay.
That's too much. I don't have Clubhouse because I was like, I don't need another platform to interact with people who do shit like that, because it's like she did something, you called her out, and then all of a sudden you're the bully because she presumes that you have more power because, you know, of, you know, whatever, like standings in the world.
I do have the most followers on that platform. But I'm not out there talking about her, though. I'm not trying to ruin her. I won't say her name here. Like, I want the best for her. I really want her to get help. That's what I would like. I would like for her to sit down and talk with somebody. If you feel like, oh, and then yesterday they were saying she's dead. She's killed herself. But she has room still going in my name that she's in. But she's dead.
She went up to heaven and she said, I got to stay on this app. I got to be on the Clubhouse. I have no time for the angels and singing and God.
So now all these major publications are hitting up my publicists and they're like, oh, no, Tiffany, did you kill somebody? I'm like, did I what?
Oh my God, what a thing to wake up to on a Saturday. Tiffany, did you kill somebody? You're like, I don't know, I just fucking woke up.
I've been working. I've been at work. Everyone knows where I've been. I don't know how I did that.
How do you deal with people?
I deal with people the way that I would want to be dealt with. Like, I've been getting, let's be clear. I've been getting death threats on a daily basis since Girls Trip came out.
That I didn't know.
All the
death
time.
Threats?
Death threats.
You're a comedian. Why?
Or wishing of death upon me.
This is so fucking nuts.
And it's mostly from Black women and very angry Black men who are like, you inspired my girl to get a job and do what she loved. I hope you fucking die. If I see you on eyesight, I'm running you over with the car. And then at first I used to be like, make it a point to put myself in a location where that person who's threatening my life made a point to be in a presence. And then they'd be like, I love you. You amazing. But in my DMs, you said that you would hit me with your car. Where's your car? Oh, you don't have one. Oh.
That's fucking wild. That, like...
It's crazy. That's why some people are like, you know what? Because it's what they say, too much is given. There's a big responsibility to it or something like that. What does the Bible say?
With great power comes great responsibility. I think it's from Spider-Man, and I think that's the quote.
And that's in the Bible.
Oh, is it?
No, not great power. To whom much is given, much is
desired. No, to much who is given.
Beyonce said it. It's from the Bible too, and I just read it not too long ago. It's in the Torah as well. To whom much is given, much is required.
Ah, that's I've heard that. Yes, that sounds right. Yeah, I guess so. But like, I just feel like. In 2021, people have too much access to each other. Like, not to bring up that woman again, but like, people get to just sit on the internet and not live their lives to the absolute fullest and then just like say shit to people that maybe they're jealous of or people they don't identify with. Like, whenever people are like, you're fucking fat and I don't find you funny. And I'm like, yes, I am. Comedy's subjective. And then they're like, there's nothing left to like, I didn't respond and like, hey, that hurt my feelings. It's so insane. I don't understand people anymore.
But yeah, I kill them with kindness usually. I'm like, oh, I appreciate your opinion. Like someone was like, you shouldn't support conspiracy theorists. You shouldn't be friends with conspiracy theorists. My response was, well, I believe that unicorns are real. I have really big breasts, a super fat ass, and aliens are on this planet. Should people not be my friend because of the way I believe, you know? And I could have went into a whole thing about religion too. Like, there, just because someone has certain beliefs doesn't mean you can't be their friend. Now, if they believe touching kids and their private parts is okay, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Because that's fucked up. But if you believe you don't want to get a shot or you believe that whenever the sky is super clear, aliens are near, whatever you, something like that that doesn't hurt anyone, fine. But then they're like, well, that person was spreading misinformation. Well, the internet is a fucking huge ball of misinformation.
Yeah.
And you as a human being have to use your discernment.
Yeah, and there's a full-blown difference between spreading misinformation willingly and you see a headline that is misleading and say you retweet it before you do your due diligence because it's like, it's a new thing for all of us to be like, oh, half the shit on the internet's fake fucking news? Okay. Everything is very, very hard and complicated.
Yeah, like people are like, and so apparently I'm a lesbian now too. I didn't know that. I'm like, when did that happen? And then somebody wrote on Twitter, they DM'd me that they know I was raped by Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett and that I'm a victim of rape and I need to speak on it. And I'm like, I was raped before, but I was a teenager and it was a police officer. Never has one celebrity raped me, let alone a lesbian in a lesbian scenario. I've never been, that's never happened, ever.
It's just wild what people will concoct and then say to you like you're not a human being who can read it and then go, why would you say that to me?
Yeah, and I just and then that person I said, wow, your opinion is really out there, but none of that is true. What you are saying, that is not true. And then they're like, well, I hope somebody stabs you in the eye. You know what? Fuck that. I'ma beat your ass on eyesight, blah blah blah. And I was like, do you ever think you're gonna be somewhere where I'm gonna be?
Yeah, I mean, probably not.
And then they started more threats. And then I said, okay, I'm going to report you to the police and to Instagram and to any other platform you're talking about me. So then yesterday I had my assistant, just anybody who had anything negative to say that was threatening or defamatory of me, report, please. And then I got a phone call, actually a text, then a phone call from Twitter, like, what's going on? You never report people like this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we reporting today and every day from now on.
I guess that's a way to just be like, leave me the fuck alone. This woman had, so I fell and like broke my ankle and I like talked about it on a podcast. And then this woman tagged me in this very graphic Instagram post about someone with a broken ankle and wrote, Nicole Byer, is this you? And I was like, why would you do that? Why would you? Are you trying to make me upset? And I like opened it and I was like, oh, and it did make me upset. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what she was trying to do. I just don't understand people anymore. I don't understand why, especially like a comedian, somebody who makes you laugh. Why would you want to be so fucked up to them? It doesn't, it bums me the fuck out.
Girl. And this is why I was like, like after Girl Trip came out, people were like, who are you dating? Who are you dating? Nobody. I'm going to be busy. I don't need nobody talking about where my coochie been. I'm just going to win, and fucking win again.
How did dating change?
I mean,
after Girl's Trip. I mean, your whole life changed overnight. I had a general meeting at Will Packer Productions right before Girl's Trip came out. And we were talking, and he was like, I can't wait till you see Girls Trip. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard from other meetings that it's, like, a great movie. And he was like, no, I can't wait for you to see Tiffany. And I was like, Tiffany's the best. She's so fucking funny. He was like, she's going to be a star. And I was like, okay. I mean, yes, my funny friends will be stars. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, holy shit, I can't believe they were sitting on this movie. Like, because, like, top to bottom, it was such a good movie. And then you just like shown so much in it, because it was like three actresses we'd seen and then Tiffany, you know, like on the stage. So like, so your life changes. How do all your interactions change dating and like people wise?
Girl, let me tell you something. Right before, okay, so when I was shooting Girls Trip, I was like, I was on some hoe shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was having a good time, okay, out here in these
streets.
And you
were in New Orleans, so get them beads and get the dick.
met a man out there, started to date him, right? Everything was cool. But then when he started, like, seeing my name pop up on stuff, pop up, and then, like, people, celebrities are inviting me to things, and I'm being invited to these special events, and he's just like, you could see it was a messing with his ego that he could tell. And then when he came to California and he saw my house compared to his house, I feel like it made him feel like, oh, I can't give her more than what she has, right? Which is, I didn't want him to give me anything except for love, understanding, compassion, good sex, good times, laughs, conversation, hold me. Like, that's all I wanted, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody to share my success with. Like, that's it. And it turned for him, because people would be like, we would go to the comedy club and stuff, and people would be like, man, I love you, Tiff. Love what you did on this. Love that. Love this. He like, how do all these people love you? You sleeping with them? You must be sleeping with this.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden, it turned into me fucking all these people. And I'm like, no, all the people I fucked are still in New Orleans. They're in, they're in your hometown. Like, these people I don't fuck with like that. Like, he's like, no, I know you slept with this person. I know you slept with that person. I was doing a Carmichael show at the time. He would sneak onto the lot because I would let him drive my car. He would get onto the lot and be hiding behind a fucking bush. Loretta Devine's like, baby, your boyfriend hiding behind that bush right there. I said, no, he not. She goes, yes, he is. And then I could see his boots and him running. He'd be just...
Tiffany, that's fucking wild.
Crazy.
To have Loretta Devine be like, honey, your boyfriend's behind a bush.
Yes.
Loretta Devine makes me laugh so hard.
She's the funniest.
She did an interview and they were like, Loretta, why did you do the Carmichael show? Why do a TV show now? And she was like, well, I auditioned for it and they hired me. And that was the answer. And I was like, yeah, this bitch, this is so funny.
She's hilarious.
Wait, so this man would sneak onto the lot to stalk you because he thought you were what, fucking people at work?
He thought I was messing with David Allen Greer, Lil Rel Howard, Gerard, all these people, because he's heard them say that they love me. Because I've invited him to set before, you know, and everybody's like, oh, she's so amazing. She's like my sister, all this stuff. He was so jealous of everybody. So even Loretta, he was saying stuff about Loretta. Loretta love you too much. I don't know what you did with Loretta. I ain't do shit with Loretta is my mentor. Like she taught me how to memorize lines.
Like, you're like, this bitch is helping me at the job. Hello? Leave me alone.
It's my coworker.
That's
these are my
so
colleagues.
Fucking wild to be so insecure that when someone, like, I don't know, if I had a dude and he was like very famous or whatever, and people were like, I love you, I'd be like, I know, right? He's so amazing.
Right.
Like, I love him too. It's so wild to me that, like, men, I think that's the problem with successful women. Men just can't fucking get around you having more shine than him.
Exactly.
Because he's like, I'll bring the shine to you. I'll buy you things. I'll make you feel good. But it's like, no, I'm already making other people feel good. I just want you to be there with me.
Just share this with me. Mm-hmm. Just share this with me. And then, girl, then I broke up with him, right? Because he started going to my ex-boyfriends and telling them, leave her alone. They was like, I don't even fuck with her. I ain't talked to her in years. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, he was going through my phones, figuring out who I was in relationships with.
Did he have a job?
Yes, he was an engineer, but he had used his vacation time. Okay. He had used 2 months vacation time to stay out here with me in commenced to losing it. And I was like, you know, I could come to New Orleans when I think, you know, I can, like, he made me get an iPhone. I was an avid, you know, Samsung person. Like, it was crazy. Anyways, cut to no boyfriend, girls trip, the commercials start trailing, coming out the trailers and everything. And a guy that I had been trying to get with for years, he sees those commercials. Then he's like, hey, Tiffany, let's spend some time. So I'm like, yeah, I've been wanting to hit that for a long time. So in my mind, I'm just going to hit it and move on. But he starts pressing like he wants a relationship. He wants this. So I'm like, oh, this might work. You know, I've been attracted to him. Maybe this might be the thing. And then after about 2 months, then it's like, oh, you know, this agency wants to sign with that. You know, you should have a She Ready deal at Nike. I'm going to link you up with this. He wasn't, he became somebody who was trying to manage me when I already had management, you know? I'm like, no, you are in my life to where I can have fun, where I can relax, have a few orgasms. We laugh. You hold me. When I'm sad, you make me feel happy. That's your job. I have representation for these things already. And one day I had like 8 meetings in a day. And we were going to go to dinner. And I was like, I can't wait till we go to dinner. I just want to spend time with you. I'm sending him messages like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to invite somebody from Universal Records because I think you should be coming out with an album. I was like, yeah, don't do that. Do not do that. I want to spend time with you. I'm coming to be with you. Get there. The record exec is there. I'm like, ah, this relationship is now over. I sit through the dinner, have conversation, it's great, blah, 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 okay. And then I became a ghost.
I mean, that's so, that would never occur to me to, like, meet someone, date someone, and be like, oh, I can make money off this person. So, like, let me figure out how to do that. But then even if he got you a record deal, he wouldn't get the money. Your reps would get the money.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter who did the, like, who got, like, did the introduction.
Right, but I'm such a nice person, though. That's the other thing. Like, I'm a nice person. I would probably give him some of the money I have.
No, Tiffany, you can't be doing that.
But I wouldn't, though. That's the thing. That's what he's probably thinking. She'll look out for me. We'll take. I'm a part. And then he start talking to my friends about marriage and stuff. I'm like, oh, no.
You're like, no, thank you.
No. So then it was single time again.
Mm-hmm.
Dating apps, good times.
How was dating apps for you? Like, I assume you got recognized a ton,
mm-hmm.
but did you get fucked a ton?
No, I wouldn't fuck. That's the thing. Oh. I was so busy, right? I was so busy, like, I would be in, like, New York, or I would be in Georgia or whatever, and I was on Bumble. That's my shit right there. It's my shit. So I'd be on Bumble, and I'd be, like, you know, talking with the guys, FaceTiming with them. And then I'd be like, well, let's go have drinks. They'd be like, yeah, you want to have drinks? Like, I'm like, cool, yeah, show me something I've never seen before in this city. And we would go cool places. And the guys, like, I do have standards, you know? And if guy, like, this one guy was so fine. Oh, he was fine. We had the drinks. I'm like, he's like, you want to go dancing? I'm like, yeah, let's go dancing. So when we start to dance, it's like his shirt had been in a dryer. And it was still wet. Or you like, mm-hmm. you know, when you leave it in the washing machine mm-hmm. too long, and it's a little mildewy.
Yes.
And then as your body heats up, the smell uh-huh. starts to come out.
Uh-huh.
He was very mildew smell. I was like,
uh-huh.
I can't hook up with this dude because I'm going to end up having mold in my pussy. So didn't hook up with him. Met another guy, had a great dinner. Really cool, fun conversation. Ended up doing business. But not doing the business.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a few other people. I've made a lot of friends, like a lot of homeboys, okay. but never like, yeah, we finna do it. And yeah, then I had, you know, I have my scheduled fuck boys that are just, mm-hmm. that's what they do.
Wait, you have scheduled fuck boys?
I used to.
That's so nice. Just to have people on the back burner where you're like, excuse me, I'm very horny. May I please have it? Thank you.
Yeah, it's just not even, don't even have to say horny. It's just be like, do you want to make a puzzle? That's my code. You want to put together a puzzle? Do you, I'm frying up some food. Do you want some?
Oh, I love it. I get to the point. I'm just like, do you want fuck? Can we do this, please?
I don't want to say that because I don't want them to be, because it's all text message. I don't want them to be like, mm-hmm. yeah, see, I'm fucking Tiffany Haddish. Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can still do it. It's just like little Nicole Byer. I doubt anyone would be like, oh my God, you are. They'd be like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first date?
Yes.
What was it like? How old were you? Yes.
My very first date, I think I was 16 years old. We went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
We walked around. We got a hot dog on a stick. We went back to his house. We kissed. I had a change of clothes because I changed clothes. He bought me a top at the mall. He bought me a shirt. Mm-hmm. Changed clothes at his house. And then we went to a party. And we danced. Like, we dance battled each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took me home. That was the date.
Honestly, for me currently, that sounds like a very nice date. Like, go to the fucking Glendale Galleria, walk around, get a hot dog on a stick, you buy me a shirt, and then we, like, dance later. So what a perfect fucking, like, absolute first date, but, like, to set the tone for all the dates, to be like, oh, this is, like, nice and chill.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, yeah, that was cool. He ended up becoming my boyfriend for, like, 6-7 months.
I didn't date at all during high school. I did not understand, like, all the girls who could get boyfriends. I was like, what is your magic? What are you fucking doing? And that has carried on to now. I don't understand how people get in relationships.
I could not get a boyfriend in school with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm lying, because I did get a boyfriend, and then he broke up with me once he realized, like, I was the mascot. Oh, and I was walking around school saying, Vic with the big old dick.
Come on, Vic. That's nice advertisement.
Yep, and that's how I lost
like, yeah, that's my girl. My girl saying I got a big old dick. She's happy.
And that's how I lost him.
Wait, you were the mascot?
Yes, I was the school mascot. I was a conquistador, a Spanish soldier.
Did you have to wear like a big fucking costume?
Well, I had a big costume. Like I had the cape and I was like dressed like a Shakespearean character, I would say. And there was this head that I was supposed to wear. And I was like, I'm not wearing the head, but I'll wear the helmet. So I wore the helmet, but I wouldn't wear the head. And I was like the only talking mascot in the whole valley. And I'd be like on a megaphone, like, Elko, what? And they'd be like, me no. Elko, what? Me no. You know. Who know. We know. Baby. Ooh, ooh. And I would dance and I would throw candy out. And it was great.
I love it. I would also love to see you be a character at Disney because they'd be like, Tiffany, you cannot talk. And you'd be like, this is who I am. I'm so sorry.
They would fire
this is
me.
What you signed up for.
Do you know I interviewed with Disney? They did not hire me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Disney in Florida?
No, in L.A. In,
Anaheim. I keep forgetting that you grew up in L.A. and there's a Disney World here.
it's Disneyland here.
Oh, Disneyland.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Jersey, and I'm not a Disney person. I went to the Florida one, I guess I was like six, and there's a like so many pictures of me just frowning. And I remember saying to my dad, I was like, it's hot. There's too many people. They lock you in and the water's expensive, which is like a thing I heard him say. And he was like, yeah, it is. And we were just like not happy to be there.
I can imagine you as a kid being so cute and so smart. I think you're so smart. You're one of the smartest people I know.
Tiffany, thank you.
I think you're so clever.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You always make me laugh.
Thank you. You make me laugh.
We're on a cartoon together.
Yes, we're on Tuca and Birdie, which is so fun. I really like Tuca and Birdie. It makes me laugh. You're great on it. And you and Ali Wong work so well together.
Yeah. And you're great on it. All the characters you play.
Thank you.
You fucking kill. You kill it every time.
Real quick, we have to take a break. Wonder how much of your personal data is out there? Your name, contact info, social security number, and home address? Even information about your family members. Ooh, ah! All being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidder online, leading to identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. Ring-a-ling. You can protect your privacy with Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest people search databases on the web. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exact information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Delete Me isn't just a one-time service. Receive regular personalized privacy reports showing what they found, where they found it, and what they removed. Imagine this. You go on a few dates with someone from a dating app and things don't click. You move on, but they don't. They start showing up at places you frequent, sending messages, and it becomes clear they found your personal information online. That's scary, right? I think so. Knowing my data isn't as exposed makes me feel a lot safer. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/date me and use the promo code date me at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/date me and enter the code date me at checkout. joindeleteme.com/date me. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's. With code DATEME20, Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably. With brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And, like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. It's so much fun. I had Joel. I think you were with Joel, but my manager, Joel, I like had him reach out to Lisa Hannawave. And I was like, I just want to be a part of this in some capacity. And they said, okay, which is a funny thing that happens sometimes. We were like, oh boy, I just wish. And it's like, well, if I let you know, well, maybe it happened. And sometimes it does.
And that's great. Joel is great, man.
I love him so much.
I like Joel. Yeah. Also, I'm cheap as fuck, so.
I mean, I get it. I think that's like the first thing to go when you're like, I want to keep more of my money. Because you just pay out. So I just got a check where I was like, I paid how much to everybody? This is a lot of money leaving my pocket.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could hire a marketing company to do more where I could own brands, where I have ownership as opposed to being an employee.
It's wild that nobody helps you navigate the money aspect of having money. Like, they give you a bunch of money, then they're like, good luck.
Well, that's what a business manager is for.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the business manager, and then they help you make investments. And then you also need to be thinking, how can I make this little bit of money that I have grow into bigger money? Or how can I protect this little bit of money I have and make sure I'm never homeless again? That was my whole thing. Like, just, I never want to be homeless again. Mm-hmm. And I never want to have to depend on a man to put a roof over my head. I want to depend on a man to make me feel good. Like on some Halle Berry shit. Can you make me feel
make
good?
Me feel good.
Make me feel good.
I'm the same way. I never want to be poor again. And I'm like frugal to a kind of a ridiculous extent.
Me too, but girl.
My dad once said to me, he said, Nicole, once it's gone, it's gone. And that's like literally any like big ticket thing I buy. Like buying a couch is like a struggle because I'm like, well, it's just for sitting. But it's like, well, you want it to be fucking comfortable. Just spend the money on the couch.
Yeah, get the couch that you're willing to. I always like when I buy couches, I'm like, will I sleep on this?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if my bed, for God's sake, burns down? Like, what if the whole house will burn down if the bed burns down? But, or what if I'm just so tired I can't make it to my bedroom. Or what if I have so many clothes, the whole bed is covered and I can't get on the bed? Or what if I fuck somebody I hate on that bed and then I don't ever want to be in a bed?
I gotta throw out the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Which has happened.
Really? I've never thrown out a bed because I fucked somebody on it that I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I have. Like, I don't need that energy no more in my life. I want a whole new bed. Girl, I slept on an air mattress for 4 months till I got enough money up to get a new bed.
Honestly, that's why I don't really bring dudes to my house.
Exactly.
I don't bring anybody to my house. I'll go to your house until I know that you are like a good person who's going to bring good energy. I don't want bad juju in my house. My house has very good juju.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in my house in 3 years.
I've had sex in my house maybe twice the whole time I've lived here, which has been 3 years.
See?
I just don't do it. I don't want you messing with my vibe.
Mm-hmm. I'm in a relationship now, and he's been to my house a few times, and he has yet to be in my bedroom. And my brother's here, and I'm a big, like, I tell my brother he can't bring women in my house and have sex with them or bring women in the house, period. Mm-hmm. You have to go to where they are or get a hotel because you're a grown-ass man. So that's what you're going to have to do until you move. Like, you got to move. And when I bring guys over, they just hang in the living room or the kitchen or the dining area. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't let them in my room because I don't want my brother being like, well, you had somebody in your room. I want somebody in my room.
But it's your house.
It is. And he don't pay no bills either. But still.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 28.
That's not too young for me. Is he single?
He is, and he's quite handsome, but...
Let me in your family!
I would love for you to be my sister, but you can't fuck my brother in my house.
You see me scurrying out the window, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Tiffany, I know we talked about it, I'm really sorry!
And I don't think he has enough money to get a hotel for you guys. But he did just get a car, so if you don't mind fucking in Hondas.
Okay. Hondas are reliable, okay? I'll fuck in a Honda and Accord. That's a big back seat. And you know the Civic, they made it slightly bigger. If it's the SUV, we'll just fold the seat down. Tiffany, I can make this work.
Y'all actually would be a cute couple together, too. He looks just like me. Like, yeah, like we look just alike, actually.
Tell him about me.
I will. Okay. I will. Oh, he just left. I got him a job working on a production. Like, and I'm like, you owe me this amount of money and you're going to have to figure out how to get it back to me. ASAP.
Well, I mean, one production job leads to another production job. So like, what a treat that you did that for him, because that's like very kind.
Right.
It's hard to break in.
Yeah. I've done it for a lot of people, but I was like, I'm going to have to do this for you because you have to get out of my house. And he's like, sis, I'm protecting you. You know, I don't want nobody to hurt you. And I'm taking care of the dogs and I help you with the garden. And I'm like, yeah. But
get
I'm kind of ready to start having sex in my house. You're going to have to get the fuck out.
How long have you been in your current relationship?
I guess it'll be a year in February.
How did you guys meet?
We met doing a movie. I was doing a movie called The Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he was playing like a detective in it. And we were just friends. And he would come over. Like, I have this thing that I do when I'm doing movies, especially out of town. I like to invite the cast and the crew over. I cook and I get people to bring stuff and we play spades and have mm-hmm. a good time on the weekends. So he would come over and stuff. And then he tried to hit me. Like, we would get pretty wasted and he tried to hit on me one time. And I was like, you're not my type, bro. Stop. You've dated my friends and it's kind of gross. Knock it off. And so then we just were friends. And it's like he started kind of like asking me to go to events, asking me to go to different mm-hmm. music stuff. Like, and I like that kind of stuff. And I would bring my friends with me. And in one particular time, I didn't have a chaperone. And we went out and it was cool. And I was like, and I started seeing him in a different light. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's kind of handsome. He's not that dumb. Like, he's not that... It's actually quite smart. We'll see. right? And then I would start talking to him more on the phone, start having more conversation with him. And then pandemic hit. And before pandemic hit, I was like, I need a break. I'm exhausted. I'm going to Hawaii. And he showed up in Hawaii. And I was like, oh. And he told me the hotel I was staying in, which was a very, very affordable. Because like I said, I'm cheap as hell. He was like, this is not good enough for you. You deserve better than this. And I've never really heard a man say that to me before. Like, you deserve more. And then he put me in a better hotel. And I was like, maybe this might be something.
That's so sweet to say you deserve more. I don't want to be materialistic, but like a man who can afford to say you deserve more than does it is so nice. Even if you can't afford it, just like understanding that like this person is like, you want better for them, you know? So it's like, how can I love you more? How can I, you know, show you more affection if I don't have the means to show you materialistically how you need more? But like, I love that sentiment. What a dream.
Right. And it's like, even if, even if he couldn't afford more, right? Let's say he couldn't afford to put me in a place that's more like, just doing more for someone. Like, I'm like the acts of service girl. Like, if he does things for me, like wash my car, cut my grass, wipe down the windows, fix something. Like, to me, that's sexy as fuck. That's like, oh, okay. Like, little shit like that. Or pull the weeds at the garden for me and things like that. Like, to me, that's love. That's like, that is more. And so, but he's been pretty awesome. Then I was like, then pandemic hit and I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be hanging out with you. Maybe we could just like, I'm on Bumble. I'm on Bumble. You want to do Bumble? And he was like, Bumble, what the fuck is that? And I told him about it. And then we were like bumbling. And then, yeah, he got tested for everything. I got tested for everything. And then it was on and popping.
That's romantic. Honestly, right now, I'm like, the most romantic thing that can happen is I meet someone, we get tested, and then we fuck. And they don't fuck anybody else, and nobody gets sick, and it's wonderful.
Right? Right? And then you get pregnant.
No, Tiffany, I don't want to get pregnant. Oh, yuck. Babies are sticky. They're very loud. They need things constantly.
The way you said that, I feel like I'm going to be at your baby shower next year.
I'm like, they're sticky. They want things. But like, I love it. I love it. I just called it an it. That's how you know I'm not going to have a child. It's cool.
Right, right. It's okay. I don't think I'll ever have any physically, but I'll probably adopt.
I think about that often, that maybe when I hit like 40, 45, 50-ish, I'll adopt like an older kid.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm thinking like 7+.
Yeah, yeah. Like a kid who's like older, it might take a minute for them to like get to know me and like me. But like, not like dogs, but like everyone wants a puppy. Everyone wants a baby. But it's like there's so many kids who, you know, deserve to have a home.
Especially now.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine now being like a kid without parents who's just like dealing with COVID and all that bullshit.
Yeah, right now it's so bad for foster youth. It is ridiculous. Like, well, first of all, so many people's parents are dying and they're ending up in the foster care system. And then there's not enough homes. There's not enough foster parents. And I was like, oh, I'm going to become a foster parent. My lawyer's like, you cannot do that. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, he's like, gone too much.
You're not that I'm gone too much, because I could hire someone to nanny, to be with. I could bring the kid in now that there's no, like, in-school. Like, they could be on the road with me, be out of town with me, and do school from their laptop and all that stuff. Like, we're doing this podcast from the laptop. You know what I'm saying? But because I'm famous, if I take in a foster kid and then they end up going back to their parents, or they end up going to live with a family member, or they, because fostering is temporary, mm-hmm. right? Somebody, and they could be like, yeah, she used to be my foster, Tiffany Haddish was my foster mom. Somebody could get in their ear and be like, well, Tiffany, didn't she touch you in your privates? Did she this to you? Did she that to you? And then turn around and try to sue me.
That's so fucked up.
But you have to think about those things. And they're a kid. You can't make them sign a non-disclosure form or a promise not to lie on me thing. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. So. Honestly, that would be very funny. It's like, when Tiffany had as your foster mom, I signed an NDA.
Yeah,
like a little six-year-old. I signed the NDA. Okay.
I'm not talking about it.
I can't say anything.
Right.
What inspired you to do the Big Chop?
Girl, so I've been reading like the Bible, reading the Torah, reading all these things in it. You know, both say know thyself, right? You mm-hmm. need to know thyself. So like to me, I took that kind of literally, like knowing everything on my body, like knowing like where all my moles are and all this stuff. And I know, like I got like a body chart, like you know how like at the mm-hmm. morgue or whatever, they got the body chart, like this is where they were injured. Like I put like all my scars, every single mole, where my moles are, all my little weird dings and dents and stuff. And then I realized I don't know what's on my scalp. I don't know my head at all. And mm-hmm. I've been talking about it for years, like, oh, I just want to cut my hair off. And before I was just talking about like just cutting it off real low, like how it is now. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, no, man, fuck that. I'm going to cut it all off. I want to see my head. I want to see what's going on the back of my head. Is it, like, I want to see it. So I just cut it off. And then I realized there are so many sensations. I'm 41 now. I did it at 40. So many things that I have never felt mm-hmm. in all my years. Like, I did when I was in Mississippi. I walked outside and the rain, it was raining and it felt like a million kisses from God. And I started to cry a little bit because I'm like, I've never felt that before. Mm-hmm. Then getting in the shower and that feeling like, wow. And I never felt that before. And then like when a wind would blow and how like you get goosebumps on your scalp. I've never felt that before. And how like all these things, somebody touched my head and how good, oh my God, I feel so good. Like, never felt that. Or just me doing, just stroking my head, mm-hmm. like how when guys are talking to you, they're like, yeah, baby. So, and I'm doing that. I'm like, no wonder they do this. It feels so good. It's so mm-hmm. soothing. Like, and I was so upset. Like, for a week, I was really mad. I'm like, 40 fucking years. 40 fucking years and never felt these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Not cool.
Yeah, we attach so much worth to hair. And I shaved my head, I guess I was like 22 is when I first shaved it. And I felt pretty liberated. I was like, I feel powerful. I'm a bald-headed bitch. There's not very many of us. And then like the sensations you're talking about are real. When the wind hits your fucking head, when you just have a fresh cut, it feels good. Yes. It like yes. tickles your fucking head. And you're like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, and it's relaxing. And yes. I have to tell you, I've never felt so relaxed in my life. And no headaches.
Mm.
I've had one freaking headache.
I don't know if I didn't get headaches. I don't remember.
Because your hair's always being pulled this way, that way, this weave, this yeah. thing, pins and shit with the wigs. Like, no irritation.
Yeah, I miss having no hair, and I think I might shave it again. The sides are shaved. I gotta, you know, touch it up a little bit. It's growing in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think I might just shave the whole fucking thing and be done with it. Because I think lashes with a bald head is
it's so pretty.
So pretty. Like, that's a full fucking face, no
yes.
hair.
Girl, don't
get
me started.
You look like a pretty basketball. I love
yes!
it.
Yes. Don't get me started on how, like, I was looking in the mirror, like, a week after. I'm looking in the mirror at myself, and I was like, look at your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty eyes. And the way your mouth is proportioned for, like, it was like there was nothing blocking my mm-hmm. vision of seeing me. And then I knew that, then I found all the dings and dents in my head, all the moles, everything. And I was like, I really know who I am. Nobody can tell me about me like I can tell me about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
I like that. I think everyone should shave their head at least once.
At least once. It grows back. And I mean, shit, yeah. Hair is dead. Okay? That shit's fucking dead anyways. It's dead cells coming out anyways. Cut that shit off one time.
Also, get a wig. You can get any sort of wig you want. They make them real good now. And if you don't want it to look good, it don't need to look good. You can wear a Party City wig and have a good time.
That part. You can always cover it up. That part. And here go my other, the favorite thing. So I was in, the relationship was fairly new when I did it. And, you know, I'm thinking he's probably going to break up with me now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was like palming my head. Then I was like, I want to cut it every 2 weeks. And he's like, let me help. He's never cut his own damn head. He bald headed too. He never cut his own damn head. He's cutting my hair. He didn't do the best job. But it was nice that like we could do things for each other. It just, oh man. I'm like, I'm going to put my head on your head.
This relationship sounds so nice and healthy. I'm so happy for you.
I feel like it's the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. Because neither one of us want anything from each other except some time, some, you know, good times, fun, little compassion, little sex now, here and there. You know what I'm saying? Some kissing, some holding. We laugh a lot. Like, it's great. I learned so much. Our conversation, like, he's great at conversation, like debating and all that stuff. Like, and when we argue, it's not like we're screaming, calling each other names. It's like he has his point of view. I have my point of view. We're not screaming at each other. And then we just agree to disagree. It's great.
I love that.
And if he does shit I don't like, I'm like, hey, man, I don't like that. I'm not into this. And you're kind of getting on my nerves. And he's like, good, because you're kind of getting on my nerves, too. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home for a few days. It's like, cool.
I mean, that's this is so fucking healthy. Like, I feel like people are afraid to hurt each other's feelings. But it's like, if I just say that you're annoying me right now and I need some space and you hear me and you're like, great, I would love for you to have that space because then I have space.
Right.
Then it's just like everybody's happy. Everyone gets their space and it's
fine. 4 days go by. He's like, when are you coming back? I'm like, when are you coming over here? Then he's like, I'm outside. Then I'm like, he's like, well, how long are you going to be home? I'm like, I'm here. I'm at the house. He's like, let me call you right back. Then he calls me back like 30 minutes later. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm outside. Oh, come in. Are you hungry? Let's eat. When are you leaving?
This has been great. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah. He's like, I can't spend a night. No, you cannot. You have not earned the right to be in my bed yet.
I love it. Make him wait. Make him wait. What advice do you have for me on how to, like, when the pandemic ends and I'm allowed out and I can be in a bar, how should I approach men on the apps and in person?
Okay, so I say, one, if you're in a bar, you don't approach men unless they're super fine. And if they are, you go, you give them a compliment along with the, like, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, he has beautiful eyes and you just love those eyes. Like, wow, I love your eyes, man. Ah, they're gorgeous. I wish they could look at me all the time. But are those contacts?
Okay.
Like, he'll be like, what? No, no, these are my eyes. Oh, okay. Does something smell funny to you? Oh, that's you. What cologne is that? That works sometimes for me. And then it snowballs into a conversation.
Yes. Okay.
And that's how those usually become fuckboys, though.
Mm-hmm.
They end up on a fuckboy list. If they approach you, though, it's more so let them do a lot of the talking and you smile. Mm-hmm. A lot of smiling, you smile and nod. And then you ask them, and my favorite question to ask first off the top when they start asking me questions, I ask them, so what's your credit score? And they go, what? I'm like, what's your credit score? And they go, why? And I'm like, well, I need to know that's your grown-up report card, and I don't want to be with somebody who's irresponsible because I'm responsible, and I need a responsible man. It's funny because when I first started dating, okay, so when he was, like, pushing up on me hard, I was like, what's your credit score, man? He's like, I don't know my credit score. Like, I'm fucking rich. I don't know my credit score for. I'm like, I need to know how responsible you are. I need to know that if you're trying to like hang out with me. And he's like, girl, you crazy. I got a business, man. I'm good. Like, I live in the hills. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, doesn't mean you're good. You could have a lot of debt. Like, what's your credit score? He's like, what? I'm like, no, really. If banks need to know your credit score for you to be in a relationship with them, for you to be inside of my body and be using my time, which is valuable.
Tell me that credit score.
Time is money. Time is valuable. You never get that back. So when you're trying to use mine, I need to know your credit score. And then he came at me like a week later, like, my credit score is 7, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. I'll call you tomorrow.
See, I like that you pressed it because it was important to you. And he then was like, okay, well, if it's important to you, here it is. Because I think of relationships, they're about compromise. Like, even if you think your partner's saying something silly or like you don't agree with, but like it doesn't hurt you to do it, then it's like, well, why not just do it? And when it's done, nobody has to talk about it again.
Right. And it's really simple. Know what the fuck your credit score is. And if it's bad, then I know that you're going to probably not do well in this relationship. Like, you're probably not going to maintain your responsibilities. And if it's bad because you had some medical issues and things like that, that's something I should know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that's like, oh, they got kidney problems. They don't tell me off the top. I fall in love, right? And then now I'm like, got a fucking catheter in your dick and I'm changing your shit. Like I should know that off the top, man. Like, oh, yeah, I was in the hospital because I had really bad kidney stones and I had some crazy debt. Well, now I know that you're prone to kidney stones and that's why your credit's fucked up.
How interesting that credit scores truly open up a real door into someone's life.
In conversation.
Yeah, because if someone asked me like 10 years ago what my credit score was, I'd be like, very bad. Why? Oh, because they just gave me credit cards and I ran up the limits. And then it's like, oh, well, now it's good. Oh, it was bad. Now it's, yeah, it's a great conversation.
Because I learned a lesson. I learned about money. I understand finances now. I have an understanding now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You, and the reason you ran them up and didn't pay them, because nobody taught you about credit.
Absolutely not one person taught me credit. Now I understand it a little, but like, it's wild that like, you can have a ton of student loan debt. And if you pay it off in full, because you got a good job, your credit score will go down. If you pay off any sort of debt in a large chunk, you get penalized by it because they were making money off of you. It is so wild.
Yeah, like when I bought my house, right? I was like, I'm going to pay this off as fast as possible. It's like 30-year loan. I was like, I'm going to try to pay this off as quickly as possible. So I would pay them their money, right? Pay them the thing, that whatever the note was. And then I'd wait a week and send an extra $1,000 or $2,000, right? And put on the check, principal only. Then, like on when I was on the Carmichael show, half of whatever I got off the car, half, like, okay, so I pay all my management, everybody, right? My team pay my taxes. Then I have this amount of money and I would take care of my family, just give a portion to my family. And of what's left, half is for me to do whatever I want to do with it. The other half goes to the mortgage. By the time Girls Trip came, that check was the final of me paying off my mortgage. Now, because I did it in such a way, now this is how you got to do it. You pay the actual, what they say to pay, and then a week later, principal only, on, and you can put $10,000, $2, $50, $100, whatever extra money you got left, that you don't get penalized because they're getting their interest. And then it's, you don't ask for the, what's the final balance? What's the final thing? Because the balance will come drop down. So then your interest rate, your interest will drop lower. And then when you get to that end part, because you can put in as much as you want, as long as you pay that first, like if it's $4,000 a month, I paid the $4,000. Now you can just keep dropping money in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that's very good advice. Because I literally was doing research. I was like, how do you pay down your house without paying all the interest? And that makes sense to be like principal only, so it's not going to the interest. This is good advice for everybody listening who's trying to pay off a house.
And I paid it off in 3 years.
Really? Girl, get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Bitch. She's got no home yet.
I was starving because I would be like, okay, I'm going to eat this kind of food. I'm going to eat on set. I'm going to eat this. Now this much money. And I would, all my extra money went to the mortgage. Principal only, though. Mm-hmm. And that's how you do it. And that's how you build your credit up, too, because then yep. they have to report that every month and they see that balance. The balance is the only thing that's on your report, not the interest.
Mm-hmm. Interest is so fucked up because you pay the bank basically what your house is worth in interest. It's wild. If your house is $1 million, by the time you paid it off, you will absolutely have paid $1 million in interest.
Yeah, they double their money. But if mm-hmm. if you pay the principal only, you pay mm-hmm. the mortgage, right? Boom. That's just the mortgage. That has the interest, the insurance, all that stuff in it. And you send another check a week, 2 weeks later, principal only, now you pay it down. Now they only make 10 to 15%, if that, even less, if you do it fast enough.
It's wild that nobody teaches you that. Nobody tells you
Girl,
that.
I learned it from YouTube.
Yes. I found this man on TikTok who explained that if you are incorporated working from home to put your kids on their payroll, and then I can't remember, like you put it in a trust for them or something. It's mm-hmm. it's just a way for you to pay less taxes because now your kids are your employees because mm-hmm. technically like they're home anyway. And I was like, damn. Nobody fucking tells you that you have to like have money to keep your money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
well, you have to do the research.
Yeah, either do the research or like you're blessed enough to have the money so you have a business manager who can explain to you all this stuff.
And your business manager might not explain to you a lot of these things because they want to keep their job as the business manager.
Uh-huh.
So it's on you to do the due diligence. They're not going to teach you. It's funny that you have to pay taxes, but they don't teach you how to do your taxes in school.
No, they sure fucking don't.
They don't teach you how to do that, but that's something that's a requirement or you're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you read the tax laws, it's really corporations that are required. Then you find out that you are really incorporated as a human being because your name is in all capital letters on your birth certificate.
I mean, it is wild that like people have to pay taxes, but some corporations do not pay taxes. And there's all these like fucking loopholes and shit. And then I watched this video that was like, you know, at Target, when they're like, donate $5 to X, Y, and Z, it's like, why would you do that? Because they're making a donation that's not taxed. Like when you make donate, like it's not taxable income. Like, and I was just like, oh, fuck, that's like another way for them to not pay taxes. And I'm the person who's paying for it. It's the world is so fucked.
Doesn't Trump got everybody making them donations to him?
I mean, I don't understand why you're donating to a president. What are you fundraising? He's there. He's there. Ugh, I love him not being on Twitter. It's so nice to not see retweets of his bullshit.
They need to ban so many people on there. So many people need to be banned.
Yeah. It's so wild that you could just post whatever you want. And who fucking cares if it's, you know, false information or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Tiffany, we've come to the end. I have a question for you. I ask mm-hmm. all my guests this. Would you date me?
I would. You know what? And four more dicks? Yes. Because I'm 50 dicks away from being gay. 50 heartbreaks.
And four more dicks. Honestly, that's the best response I've ever gotten. Because after 50 dicks, I'm gay.
I believe in my heart I'm really a gay man, and that's why I love mm-hmm. dick so much. But after, you know, 50 disappointments, 50 dicks, and I got four more to go, then that's it. Bring on the pussy.
Do you keep track of all the dicks?
Mm-hmm. Got to.
Where do you keep track of it? Because I keep track of all my dicks too, and people are like, that's fucking weird. And I'm like, I don't know. I once reminisced with a friend about a couple people that had fucked, and then she went through her list and we were like laughing about the people that we knew. I was like, it's like a walk down memory lane.
I keep it in a notebook.
Mine's in my computer. I should back it up to something.
I keep it in a notebook, and that's how that guy found out, like, oh, that's your ex. So this is, you know, and I put their name, a little blurb about them, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, this is the same thing that I do. I love that I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm. And I put their first name in the first letter of their last name.
I put their full first and last name.
Now, I don't put their full first and last name. I used to when I was younger. I used to do that. And then my ex-husband found out. And then he was like, this person, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, so don't do that no more. Just first name, letter of their last name, and a blurb to protect them. Mm-hmm. Also, some of them, I don't know their last name. So so first letter of what I called they dick.
Wait, how long were you married?
For 5 years, grand total of 5 years.
Oh, okay. How old were you when you got married?
27.
Oh, okay. I thought you were younger.
No.
Well, we don't have time to get into that.
Don't do it.
Well, this is it for this episode of Why Won't You Date Me? If you like this episode, you can like it. You can subscribe. You can rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you send me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it. This person said, if I were straight, I'd use your crutches to help you balance with your bum ankle while I slurp the fuck out of your puss until you can taste the rainbow, then release a huge load all over your face. Old Faithful is what you'd call me while you use my fountain cum to fill your pool and we'd have a dip. Yes, I cum that much, baby. Thank you so much for that.
Wow. Wow.
People send pretty wild things. The worst one was someone wanted to turn me upside down and fill me with clam chowder. That was like 2 years ago and it still haunts me to this day.
That is wild. First of all, do you get a lot of dick pics?
I truly get absolutely no dick pics. Do you?
They scare the fuck out of me. Like, as like, and I be wanting to report them, but then I send them a message back and go, this will be going in my coffee table book.
Honestly, you should release a coffee table book of dick pics. I think that's very funny.
I am. I was going to ask you if you wanted to contribute to the coffee table book of dick pics.
I don't get dick pics at all.
And then I'm going to put them in there. And then my lawyer was like, you might want to get them to sign a release. I'm like, why? They're like, because they might sue you. And then I'm like, but then they would have to admit that that's their dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would sue you.
Like, they would have to admit that this is their dick and they've sent it to me.
And they sent it unsolicited.
Unsolicited. And there's proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of unsolicited dick pics. And he's like, you're crazy.
Wait, are you really doing a book?
Unsolicited dick pics, yes.
I'm very excited to see this
book. And some of these dicks are ugly as hell. It's like, well, you should never show nobody that dick. And I say that too. You should have never shown this to me. I'm definitely going to put it in a book.
Divinity, do you have anything you want to promote?
Well, I got a lot coming up. But the show's over. I'll just say this. Kids Say the Darndest Things is coming back. I got a movie with Little Rel Howery and Eric Andre called Bad Trip that's coming out. Oh, They Ready Season 2 is coming out February 2nd on Netflix. And so's Bad Trip is coming on Netflix. And I got a movie with Nicolas Cage that's coming out. Oh, I had a good story. I should have told you about that. Oh, well, next
Tell
time.
Tell me.
Okay, so... like... my third really great date, okay, that I had, well, third guy I went out with, he took me to this really nice restaurant, and then he took me to the movies. And when it was kind of late, it was like 11 o'clock screening of Face Off. I was like 17. Mm-hmm. And all the, it was barely anybody in the theater. We sat in the back. We started making out. It's my first time ever getting fingered in a theater. My first time ever having
an
orgasm.
You've been fingered multiple times in a theater?
Never. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You said it was your first time. So there's other times?
Yes, there's other times. Yes. Yeah. Before that, I had never been fingered. But yes, multiple times I've been fingered in a theater since then. It's kind of something I'm into. Anyways, okay. Like getting fingered while watching a good movie.
I haven't done it, but I'm going to try it.
You should try it. It's quite nice. but it was a little traumatizing because this is my first time having an orgasm. And when I had the orgasm, the camera was really close on Nicolas Cage's face. And it was like his eyes were looking into my eyes. And I orgasmed, right? Cut to last year, I'm shooting a movie with Nicolas Cage. First scene of the day. Never met him before in my life. He has a mask on, and all I see is his eyes. I have a lot of lines. A lot of lines.
Mm-hmm.
I could not remember my lines because I was looking into his eyes, remembering my first orgasm. Remembering this guy, like, what is his name again? What was his last name? What was it? What did the last time we go to? What? I could not say my lines. I was fucking up. And I was like, dude, I'm a way better performer than this. And this is getting really bad. I have to tell you a story. He's like, what? I was like, I have to tell you a story. I feel like if I tell you the story, maybe this will stop and I can finally say my actual lines. And he was like, and I was just like, yeah, because I'm really intimidated by him. I'm not going to lie. I'm very intimidated. He's like, am I that amazing? Like, is it really that? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the problem, Tiffany? I was like, I need to tell you an inappropriate story. I got to tell you the story, and it's quite inappropriate. And he was like, tell me. I was like, but I don't need you to try to sue me. I don't want you saying I'm harassing you or anything like that, because I just have to tell you so that I can do my damn job. He's like, just tell me already, what's the story? So I tell him about how I got finger banged in a movie theater, watching Face Off, and his eyes were looking into my eyes right as I had the orgasm, and this is why I'm having a problem saying my lines. And he goes, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Ah, he laughs really hard. He's laughing. He's like, ah, that's it. Oh, you know, my first wife, she saw a movie with me in it, and she was on a date, and she told the guy, I'm going to marry him. And then we got married. Like, years later, we got married. I said, oh, crazy. You will not be finger banging me at any point in time. I can tell you that right now. That will never happen. But you will be looking into my eyes, and I will be looking into yours. And I think it's gone now. And then I was able to do the scene. So that's that story.
Well, I'm glad you told it. It really made me laugh. The part where you're just like, you will not be figure banging. This is very funny. Tiffany, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me? With me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me? Is produced and engineered by... oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.